Christ the Lord is risen is the title of Easter sunrise service message taken from Luke chapter 24 and verses 1 to 12. Thank God that there is a resurrection. It was the pivotal time in human history when God Himself manifests in our presence to show forth the power that be, that alleviate human woe, human misery, human pain, suffering. Did God give a solution to human suffering? Oftentimes, the question is asked. Yes, He did. He sent His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and to rise from the dead victorious so that we may, by the power of the resurrection, experience eternity and reconciliation with God and hope forevermore. Do you know that there is no pain, no sorrow, no depression, no tears in heaven? But the life of a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have the resurrected life that is in you, you will find that earth is heaven within you. There is that power within you. There is that hope within you. The resurrection power. The power that allows you to draw nigh to God. And the Lord wants us to think and experience and rekindle that power in our lives. The power of the resurrection. The strength that comes by the resurrection. And how can we rekindle and how can we find strength? Find power for life. Indeed, God has a purpose for your life. And the power of the resurrected Christ that is within you would give you that strength to live by. And here today on Easter morning, before the sunrise, we would be here to hear and understand how that life was imparted to us 2,000 years ago, at the pivotal point of history, B.C. before Christ, A.D. Anno Domini, right in that pivotal historical climax of human history, Christ came and He declared the death of death by His resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah! What power, what grace! And so this morning, we are here to rekindle that love as we draw nigh to it in worship. Two thoughts from our text. Devotion, verse 1 to 5, and delight, verse 6 to 12. Devotion, verse 24 and verse chapter 24 and verse 1 says, "Now upon the first day of the week," that's the Lord's day, early in the morning, and that's what we are endeavoring to do. Come before God upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning. Praise the Lord that by His grace we can find ourselves here. And you know, waking up early in the morning can be a challenge for some. And we realize how weak we are. But we thank the Lord that it is only by His grace that we have the strength to follow Him, to walk with Him, that power that is within Him, that is within us, or that is in Him, that is within us, that allows us to draw near. And so that's what the account before us in Luke chapter 24. We have been looking at various parts of the gospel over the last few years, or various other books of the gospel. Today we are at the Gospel of Luke. We are going to look at what Luke recorded for us. And it says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, there came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Now it's not recorded who are these, but we know that these are some women folk. Those who love the Lord, those who have been delivered of much. We have spoken of Mary Magdalene, how she had seven devils within her, and how the Lord delivered her from that misery that she was experiencing in her life. Great bondage! The Lord delivered her, and she was first to be there at the time because she loved the Lord for what God had done for him. So much that she, for her, so much that she has received, so much that she has imbibed, the life of Christ that was upon her, that allows her to be up early in the morning. Proverbs 8 verse 17 says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. This women folk will find a most mind-boggling phenomenon. And it's interesting that the resurrection is recorded to be seen only in the lives of the people of God. You know this? In all the accounts, a thought for our consideration that Christ is real. He appears to you because you are His child, and He imparts that life to you. And so the disciples who saw the Lord dead, buried. Remember in our Good Friday service, we mentioned the prophecy from Isaiah. And we mentioned also how there is a purpose of God 700 years before fulfilled on the day of the crucifixion, and 2,000 years ago, we look back, fulfilled in the crucifixion. And we also see the penalty, the pain that our Lord experienced, that heaven could be won for us. And finally, the peace that God gives to us. We were mentioning the four keys of inconvenience. The prophecy, the hurt, the pain, and finally, the peace. God, by His mercy, provided the way through His Son Jesus. And all who would seek Him would find life. That is the promise of the Word of God. James says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Devotion, you see, in those who came to the sepulchre of that mourning, a wholehearted love for the Lord. There is that unwavering, seeking heart because of the realization of need. Do you have that realization of your need? Your eternal need to be drawn nigh to God? If you have, then you would seek to draw nigh to the Lord the next 364 days of the year. To receive that resurrection power as you take time to be with the Lord, He draw nigh to you. It is said that the holiness of God is the union of God's infinite distance from sinful men with God's infinite nearness in His redeeming grace. Faith must always seek to realize both the distance and the nearness. The words of J.C. Ryle. Remember, over the last 3 years we have been reading the day-by-day devotional book. This taken from April 21st. How when we draw nigh to God, when we take time to be with the Lord, His power comes to us. There is a delight in our soul. There is a strength in our heart. There is a grace that is imparted to us for a new day. That is the secret of life. And as we look in this text, we learn of the power of the resurrection. And we want to take hold of that evidence by the recorded truth of Scripture. In Christ, God has come very near to men. Now the command is, if you want God to come still nearer, you must draw near to Him. So that's our first thought. Devotion. As we look at those women folk, are they not tired in the morning? Well, we said that as you grow older, you sleep a little lesser. So one of our sisters said, 5.5 hours is enough. 9 o'clock, too early to sleep. I will be up by 2. But the Lord knows what we need, how much sleep that is needed to refresh our hearts. And so the Lord tells us that as we draw near to Him, He draws near. That means that at the beginning of each new day, we must yield ourselves, J.C. Ryle wrote, to His holy presence. It means voluntary, intentional, and wholehearted turning away from the world to wait on God to make Himself known to our souls. It means making time to allow Him to reveal Himself. It is impossible to expect the abiding presence of Christ with us through the day without the daily exercise of strong desire and childlike trust in the Lord. It's the kind of power that we get as we do our devotion. 21st day. What strength, what glory God meant to impart to us by our simple devotion to Him. He's just a cry away. He's just a call away. Do you have a prayer list for your day? You're going to begin a new day and you see the challenges that are ahead of you. Do you bring them to God at the throne of grace for a new day? Are there those prayer items that would come to you that you regularly want to pray? Well, for us, we said, lead us not into temptation, but but deliver us from evil. We pray this every morning because we know we are weak. We know that we are prone to fall, to yield to temptation. And when we fall, there are consequences to that fall. And this we can see in the fallenness of man, when Adam and Eve fell, how the curse came upon this world, how death must come. And how terrible is that death that comes. Every time you go to the vigil service, every time that you go to the grave site, every time that you see someone losing their life. But here on Resurrection Sunday, we are speaking about the imparting of a new life. What power, what strength. And the Lord wants us to think upon these things. So now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and others with them. What were they doing? To anoint our Lord. Anoint our Lord with spices. It is a part of their devotion to the Lord. Do you come to the Lord with sweet fragrance? That means you come to the Lord prepared. You are not half asleep, half awake. But you come to Him with a seeking heart. God gives to you that strength. Because you know that life is going to come when you take time to be with Him. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. The stone rolled away from the sepulchre. We have detailed for you in our newsletter, in our weekly this week, of the events that took place. Here, not recorded, but there was an earthquake. The earth trembled, and the stone was rolled away. The guards frightened, and you see this woman coming to the Lord, bringing the spices, hoping how would they be able to get in to the sepulchre? How would they be able to draw near to the Lord with a stone affixed? But they found at that time how the stone was thrown away. And they entered in and found out the body of the Lord. The tomb was not open so that Jesus can come out. The tomb was open so that we can get in and see for ourselves that the tomb is empty, that Christ is resurrected, and that resurrection we receive from the holy writ of Scripture by faith. If you possess that faith and you cultivate that faith, life is going to be most beautiful, you know. And that is the thought that we want to impress upon your heart. And if you take time to be with God, He imparts life to you. Remember the song, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me, Christ liveth in me.
reminder
that you have God with you. And as we take our time in devotion, what are we speaking about? The strength of omnipotence at your disposal, as it were. God with you. God walking before you, with you, behind you, to prepare your steps. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That rest will come as you draw nigh to me. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And so, as we pray, let the words of Scripture come to fill you. Draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. Wait patiently, and He will speak in divine power. Devotion. And as they entered in, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. They found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because He is resurrected. All believes in Him. So many of His disciples who were sad, who felt so hopeless when they saw their Savior departed, were rekindled with life. And that is what the Lord wants us to do. On the Easter morning, as you see the daybreak, that turning of dawn, when light comes before you, does it not give you a delight in your soul? That's the second thought that we have. Does it not bring grace to your heart? Our text tells us that two angels came to the dear women folk who were there early at the sepulchre. And they were afraid, our text tells us, and bowed down their faces to the earth. And the angels said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why live in your misery? Why live in your deadness? Why live indulging in your pain? Why seek ye the living among the dead? If we don't choose to take time with God, indeed, we are making our living with the dead. And that's a very sad prospect for life. Verse 6. In our second thought. Delight. The angel said, he is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified the third day. And the third day rise to and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remember the words. Will you remember the words of life? The words that God wants to impart to you by your daily devotion toward Him. To see that delight, to find that delight in His truth, in His word. As you cast your care upon God, you will see how He navigates you through the challenges of your life. Our brother said, as I was coming here, there was an accident. Six cars, not one to another. The seventh car overtook me and was found in the wreck. I was right behind. That the grace of God. And the brother said, thank God that I can be found here safely. That was yesterday afternoon. God's grace to be with his people, to take care of them, to help them. Delight. We see the power of God in our lives. He is not here, verse 6 says, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remember his word. Do you remember the word that came to you once upon a time that brought you faith? Is that life still present in you? Is that life still strong within you? Or is it waning? Or is it flickering to non-existence? Well, if you are a child of God and you have named Christ and you have taken hold of the gospel, then that life will not fade within you. God will rekindle that first love. God will bring to you the strength again, and you shall yet praise him, and he shall yet uplift you. He's not here, but he has risen. And they returned from the sepulchre, verse 9 says, and told all these things unto the 11 and all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. You see, the words of life, when you have spent time with God and take time with him, and God's life is imparted to you, there is a difference. And you know that difference. And you relish, we cherish that difference. And the Lord wants us to cultivate so that you will experience that difference. Moment by moment, day by day, year by year, sweeter as the years go by. Sweeter as the years go by. And their words seem to them as idle tales, and they believe. Only the light of God that is in you is able to impart or able to share that life to others. And you see that we face a hard world. They believe not. And you know, if you indulge with unbelief, you go with the company amongst those with an unbelieving heart, then you are going to be infected. The Lord says, this is what we see here. But for the disciples, for Mary and the other women, there was that delight, there was that light that was within them that cannot be taken away. And their words seem as idle tales. Do not be discouraged, but let that life continue. Let that life continue. Continue to seek the Lord. The Lord will certainly make a way. The Lord will certainly give you that strength. Verse 12 says, then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre and stooped down, and he beheld the linen cloth. That's the evidence of the resurrection. The evidence that Christ, that He's not here, but He is risen. And the Lord wants you to see that power, experience that power, and to share of that power. It's a life, imparting life, that God gives us, that resurrection power, that power of holiness, a power that allows you to be separated from the filth of sin, and the strength to live in the beauty of holiness. That's the resurrection. That's the power that the Apostle Paul speaks of in the opening chapter of the book of Romans. The power of the resurrection. The power of holiness that comes to you. That life that brings no sorrow. The life that brings no regret. The life that brings no... that brings full reward. Delight. Will you take time to delight God? Delight not only by your devotion daily, in your seeking of Him early in the morning, early in the day, or well, for some in the night. For some, well, they find themselves more acquainted, they have their devotion in the mind. By all means, as the Lord gives you the strength, seek Him. Devotion, delight. Blessed is the morning. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Thank Thee for Thy mercy in imparting life to us through Thy word. May the power of the resurrected Christ live in our hearts, that we may be able to say by the strength of heart that is within us that indeed Christ is risen. He is not here. Hallelujah. May the Lord strengthen our hearts. Christ the Lord is risen today. Let us, this is our prayer of thanksgiving.